our colleague, Justin Anderson, on Tuesday went north to check out the fall colors. He was sharing part of his experience yesterday on his show. Thought we'd get him on our show, and, well, he's here. Justin Anderson, good morning.
Good morning, Sean and Miriam.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're doing all right. Well, boy, I was listening to you yesterday. You kind of painted a beautiful picture of your trip on Tuesday to a lot of different communities to check out the fall colors. So what time did you leave Mix Nation to go north?
Well, my intention was to leave at about 5 a.m., but it was about 6:45 when I left. And I took a route that I usually like to do every year. I like to check out fall at different times, the beginning stage, the mid stage, the late stage, because there's different colors, there's different spots all along the route, but one of the best route for fall colors for sure. I like to do the loop right up the west gate of Algonquin, back through the east and all the way home. So there's that pocket of beautifulness that happens as soon as you go north, Peterborough. You stop at Newborough Falls. That's always a great place. In the springtime, it's more impressive because the water's really running. But then you pass on Light Lake, make your way to Bancroft, and then you turn over and make your way through Halliburton, Dorset, Maynooth area, and then you're also going, I ended up in Bracebridge, and then up the corridor through the Westgate at Algonquin, which was great because you don't want to go on the weekends to Algonquin. It is slammed with tours during the fall. It was a little busy when I got there. And then, of course, made a stop in Whitney, which is one of my favorite spots. There's so much to do around there. You wouldn't know it driving to it. A lot of people always pass that little town on their way to the East Gate. But some of the side roads right around that small town are just impressive for landscape photography.
Yeah, you know, you went to a lot of different communities and saw the changes, as you touched on, with the fall colors. And you also referenced the Algonquin Park, extremely busy this time of the year. And you also went to a restaurant inside the park.
I did. I stopped at Lake of Two Rivers in Algonquin, which is a nice little spot there, right where they rent bikes for the only bike trail that's in Algonquin Park. And I had myself a $35 chicken burger. I mean, things have gotten pricey.
$35. They know the tourists are coming.
That's a bit steep.
Well, I even looked at her. I said, is that right? And she goes, yeah, you got a beer too, sir.
okay, that makes sense.
So you took the camera and you took your drone?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a little breezy. I didn't expect it to be that breezy, but my drone can handle that wind. And I knew there was going to be no clouds in the sky, which is what I typically do not like during fall color trips. But, you know, through editing magic, I can put clouds in the sky in photos, so that was no big deal. But I wanted to see some things that I haven't seen in the past. Like, I've been up the Dorset Tower before, but I thought about putting the drone up outside of the Dorset Tower to get those kind of views, and it turned out really well. Just the ruggedness when you're in the Canadian Shield, especially on that drive through Halliburton, to Dorset, where the roads wind, it's probably one of the best drives in Ontario, without a doubt, and especially during the fall. And the roads are all in good shape up there, which really helps, too. So, I mean, if you have terrible suspension, you're not going to have a problem.
You made mention of Whitney at the East Gate of Algonquin Park, and that's where my mom grew up. I used to spend a lot of time there in Whitney swimming in the river that runs through the downtown with my siblings when we were kids. And we would go to the Whitney Supper at the Catholic Church on the top of the hill every August. And there's a big lumber company there, McRae Lumber, that's still booming today. So as you touched on, small community, but lots of roots to me anyway, with Whitney, Ontario.
Yeah, that's the thing, especially when you're in the Dorset area or even the Whitney area. The logging history for those little small communities runs real deep.
Yeah.
And something I noticed, too, the further north you get, the nicer the people get. It's weird. And it's very welcome, but at the same time, people up north are just so nice. And on another point, just to let you know, like a lot of communities where I was going, the fall colors are just in the early stage, as opposed to Algonquin, which is already at peak. It's 100% right now. And the leaves are falling off trees pretty fast, though, even near Silent Lake, which is at about 40%. You know, and even Bancroft is right at about 40%, but the leaves falling off the tree is at about 30%. And it has to do with the dry summer we had. It was so dry, and the retention of the water in the spring really decides how your fall's going to be. And a lot of the maples didn't get a good chance of retaining that. Now, when you go through Algonquin, there's a lot of pine trees on that east gate, but there's maples buried within the pines, and that can actually, you know, the marshes have kind of helped those maples really blossom, right? So, and the birches, too, like they're popping that orange color, which is the dominant color in Algonquin when I was up there is the orange. The reds were all burnt out because that stage only happens for 3-4 days and then it's gone.
Okay, so where can people see your work? Your pictures, are they uploaded already?
Yeah, if you go to my blog at mix97.com, my daily blog, of course, brought to you by McEwen. Google it. You can check it out. I got. I only really put one of my favorite photos from each little destination. Other than that, up on my Facebook photography page, I have more photos there if you want to check that out.
Very cool, Justin. Thanks.
Thank you for the time this morning on the show. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Have yourself a great morning, guys.